Tchilas ein lo bedika. Tchilas, the blue wool, you dye blue, you can't check it out, you can't tell clearly if it was tchilas or maybe just blue dye. And therefore, v'yein nikhes elemen amumcha. Therefore, the law of you can only buy tchilas of a mumcha, like you raise shemayim, that you know for sure is only selling you tchilas and not jipping you, not giving you kolilon. Tfilin, yesh lem bedika. Tfilin is possible to check out. You can look over the parashiyas to make sure Rashi says digduk bem bechaseiros viseiros to make sure nothing missing, nothing extra there. You can check out the ksav of the tefillin. But still, the locha is v'yeinichin elam min ha-mumcha. You're only allowed to buy tefillin off a mumcha, and the reason is because tefillin has to be made lishmo. The oiros, the skin, has to be made lishmo, and that you can't check out. So therefore, you have to buy from the mumcha yirei shemayim that knows the locha. That the ibud had to be worked over lishmo lishem mitzvah tefillin. Svarim or mezuzah, as a patera mezuzah, yeshlam bedik. Again, you could check them out. You could see how they're written. And v'nichke mikol adam, you're allowed to buy it from anybody. Rashi says the leka bem ibud lishmon, because by these two, by mezuzah and by tefillin and by svarim, there's no din ibud lishmo. It's only by tefillin or else by tzitzis. Now it says. Is it true what you're saying? That you cannot check out the blue wool? Whether it was really blue, it was really tchelis. Or is it stam blue dye? He made one bedika. He checked out his tzitzis to see if it's really tchelis or not. What was his? How did Rav Yitzchak Breid, Rav Yehuda check it out? Is maisi magviya gila umaya? So he used to take magviya gila. Rashi says, he used to take a bais of Lashon Sfras Olam. He took some liquid alum, or Maya Dishablusa. They took the water, Rashi says, that comes out of Tilton, water that comes out of this type of a vegetable. Or Meimir Raglaim, they took urine. Then Aboyim Yoim, from a tinik, Rashi says, that's 40 days old. Or else Rashi says, the other pshat is, the urine that's over, it's old already, 40 days old, after it came out of the goof. And Vitorin Labagavayu, and he would soak his tzitzis like he would soak this tchelis inside this liquid. Now meut of yatzaf, he would soak it overnight from night until the morning. And ifrit, if the next day, if the color faded away, ifrit chazus sabsula, if the color faded, then tak it's possible. So raya it was kolilan stam die. But la ifrit chazus, if the color did not fade away, then kshera. That's the proof that it was really tchelis. That's one test. Now, Rav Ado came with the Rav and Mishmed, Rav Avir Omar, he said a different type of a test. That the way you test your blue wool is, Maisi Chamira Achasa Disari. Take some hard dough that's made from barley. Take hard barley dough. The Afiolo Begavei. And bake this, and bake these blue threads inside it. If it turns to a better color, better blue, it's right, it's really tchelis. If the color fades away a little bit, it comes a little bit legrusa for the worse, then psula, then it's possible. What's the simon for this? Remember, this is that sheker shinui, shinu sheker, shinu emes. Remember this. That if it changes for the worse, that's right, it's possible. If it changes for the better, that's all right, that it's kosher. So the kids said there are two ways to test out your tchelis, to see if it's your tchelis or not. So Mora says, if so, my ein lo bdika, what does it mean to say before you can't check out your tchelis? My ein lo bdika, na mi dekomar, atima. What it means to say that we had before, that if you tested out this tchelis first, and the testing blue, the testing tchelis cannot be used again, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Since it was first used, shle l'shmo, you cannot reuse it. So that's what we're afraid about. We're afraid that maybe the real tchelis that was first used to test out samul was thrown back, or from that you make it a tzitzis. That's why it's ein lo bedika. The other Gemara says, Mar, that's the name of a person, Mimashchei, comes from the city Mashchei, I see tchilto b'shnei rabachoyim. They brought him tchilas in the years of Rav Achoy. Now, first of all, but kubin Rav Yitzchak bred Rav Yehuda. He first checked it out with the first test. And the ifrit chazusay, the colors faded. Sechur it's mashmir, it's possible. But then he did the second test. But the Rav Ado, Vishtana Lamayusa, changed for the better. So he didn't know what to do. So, Volomitzli, thought to say, listen, it's possible. It flunked one test. So that's right, it's not Tchelis, it's called Ilam. So he thought to say, it's possible. Omalu Rav Acho, you know, Eloho Loitchiltahi, for Loit called Ilam. No, that's no good. True, it flunked the test, that's not. But Tchelis, but also test the other test, that's not called Ilam. So what should we do here? Elish Mamina the Pshatish Muosa Dod Yitma, that both tests are emes. It has to flunk both to say that it's possible. But as long as it passed one of them, it's kosher. So this Heichid the Batkin of Rabbi Yitzchak bread Rabbi Yehuda Lo Yifre Chazu Sikshera. If he did the first test and it did not fade away, pshit it's kosher. If for Chazu say, even if it flunked the first test, it faded away after the first test, still Batkin the Lab Rab Adam Bechamir Yankasa Ish. He can still make the second test with his dough of barley dough. Ishtana lemayusev, it changes for the better right now. Kshera, that's still a proof. That's really tchelis. Lagriyusev, it flunks even the second test. Then sulam, that's right. It's really only blue dye, and then it's possible. And Sholchem Itama was sent here a letter from Eretz Yisrael saying also that Shmuasa Hadod Yitma, that these two halachas were learned one in another. In other words, like we just said, it's only possible if it flunks both tests. If it only flunks the first one and passes the second one, still is kosher, still is called tchelis. Rav Mani Dayik Vizovin Kechumer Masnisin. Rav Mani, when he used to buy tchelis, he was medayik only to buy tchelis from a mumcha. The way it says in the Braisa, Rashid Liel, Tiktoni Tima Psula, Tilkach Boy Mumcha, as we said before, since it's a psula of Tima, that means even though you make sure it's tchelis, but still, maybe it was tchelis that was tested, and that's psul. So therefore, he only bought it from a mumcha. So Amalai Saba, an older person, told him, "Hocha yovid kamoy de kamoch. This is what the people before you acted this way also. And yishino v'atzlech iskayu. They're very mastiyah, they're very successful. In other words, like you're doing, you're supposed to check out your tchelis to make sure you buy it from a mumcha. Do not stam b'semecha on the check later to make sure that tchelis, because maybe it was Tima, but rather l'chatchila buy it from a mumcha. Tana Rabbanan, word like this, halakeach talis mitzietus min hashuk. If somebody buys a talis that has tzitzis on it from the street, so it depends. If he buys it mi Yisrael from another Jew, harei v'ches kosoi. You have right to say that it probably was made l'shmo, it's kosher, and you're allowed to wear it to make a bracha with it. But min ovi kechom, if you buy a pair of tzitzis off a goy from the street, so it depends. Min ha-tagam, if this guy is a salesman, so if shat is, then he must have bought it off another Jew to sell it, and then ksheira, then we say it's kosher, he zicha bought it off a Jew, it's a kosher pair of tzitzis. But min ha-hedjit, if you buy it off a plain, simple guy, then tzula, then the tzitzis is puzzle, we have to be afraid he made it, and it was not made l'shmo. Now, even though it was said, that a Jew is not allowed to sell a pair of tzitzis to a guy, until you first untie the tzitzis, make sure you take off the strings. At my time, what's the reason? Why not? So, here it was learned, Mishum Zayna, and if you do Omar Mishum Yislavi my Baderach, V'yagenu. You have to be afraid that maybe, if you buy it off, if a guy has a pair of tzitzis, maybe when a Jew sees him with it, the Jew will think he's also a Jew. And you walk down the street with him, and you have to be afraid he may come to kill you. So the kitzah, by a private guy, he's not supposed to have a pair of tzitzis from a Jew. So therefore, if he has one, he for sure made it. And that's why we say it's psula. That for sure he has it means that it was made shmer l'shmo, therefore it's possible. Now what's the first reason, mishum hazoina? Rashi has two pshotim. One shot Rashi learns is that a Zayna is a Yisraelis. If you have a Jewish Zayna, that she only lives with Jew, and now a guy will come and show her his parasitis, so she'll think he's a guy and she'll live with him. And Rashi learns a Chiddush that's Naveirov, Mishum Lesaschatnin Bom. Therefore, we do not sell a parasitis to a guy. Rashi says the other way is, Adra Mishum Zayna Vezkechavim. They do me Yoyiv Lohu Oyvekechavim Vesnena. Vyomaki Yisrael Nitnoli. It really, it's a Jew, it's a guy that lived with her. But you'll have a pair of tits and you'll tell the Jews, listen, one of you Jews live with me. So make a chayish, or make a chshad. Therefore, we're not allowed to give a pair of tits to a guy. And that's why that's the law here, that if you want to buy a pair of tits off a guy, we have to take on that he made it, and therefore it's possible. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rami, Tchilto, Lepazume, the Inche Beiso. Rabbi Yehuda used to put on tits on all the clothing of his house. Meaning to say, even his wife's clothing, Rashi says. Matiz is lebeged shemeschasa b'yishtoi. Even his wife's clothing, he used to put tzitzis on also. We'll soon see why. Because he held it to mitzvah saseh, shaloi has man grama, therefore the mechuyev in tzitzis also. And secondly, in Mavorach, called tzarfer l'satei b'tzitzis. Every morning when he put on his beged, he used to make another bracha l'satei b'tzitzis. So Mori asks why. Me, the Rami, since he puts it on his wife's clothing, he must hold the mitzvah saseh shleyazman gromu. The tzitzis is called the mitzvah saseh shleyazman, meaning you chayi both by yom and balayla. If so, am I mevor kol tzafra v'tzafra? How can you make a broch every morning? L'chura, it's not a new mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah, it's not a zman gromu. So, what do you have to make another broch every morning for? So, my answer is to Rabbi, like Rabbi Shita, the tiny we learned, it's tefillin. Calls the man Shemanich and Mavorach Aleihen. Give a Rebbe. Rebbe owes tefillin, even though it's a mitzvah like a chilut to wear them the whole day. But if you take them off in the middle of the day and you put them on a second time, like every time you put them on, you have to make a new bracha. So you also tefillin sauce, so every time you put them on, you made a new bracha. So Gemara asks, of course, we're talking about when you took off the tefillin, there was a hefsek in between. Let's say you have to go into a basic kisei, so when you put them on, when you come out and you put them on again, you have to make another bracha by tefillin. By tzitzis is not that way, but by tefillin, if you go and you have to go to the basic kisti, take off your tefillin, since you're not going to wear tefillin there, it's called a hefsik, when you come out, you have to make another bracha. For the Gemara Yochi is so, kol shosanami, then why do you only make a bracha every morning? Every time he put on tzitzis, he should have to make another bracha. The Gemara says, Reb Yehuda, in this tzniyah, Reb Yehuda was a very tzniyistic person, and v'loy sharon el glima kul yoyma. So the whole day he did not take off his tzitzis, did not take off his shirt like. So that's why he only made a bracha once in the morning. So Gemara says, so if he never took off his shirt like, never took off the tzitzis, so maishno mitzafra, how come in the morning he made a bracha then? So Gemara says, ki mishane miksus laila luksus yoyim, like when he changed himself from his night clothing into the daytime clothing. So in the morning when he put on his tzitzis for the daytime clothing, that's why he made the bracha. Even though Lachur, according to him, Lachur, when he took off his tzitzis at night and put on his night clothing, if that had tzitzis, he actually has to make a bracha also. Because he held it's a mitzvah sesh leyaz man groma yichai balayl also. So either that's what he did, or else you have to say his night tzitzis, his night did not have tzitzis. But Rashi is mashmur, but both the daytime and the nighttime clothing both had tzitzis on them. So the Chur Enechnami, the Chur made a bracha at night time also, when he changed from the Ksus Shoyim to the Ksus Shalayla. Tana Rabbanan, look at a place like this. Hakel Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Everybody is chayiv to wear tzitzis. Kahanim Leviim V'Yisraelim. Gerim Meger, Noshim and Isham V'Yavodim. Neben Kanani is mechuyiv to wear tzitzis. He has lach like an Isha that she's mechuyiv in tzitzis. According to Tana Kama that holds that it's a mitzvah sasei shaloi yazman grama. However, Rabbi Shimon poitim benoshim, and we always pass like we pass like Rabbi Shimon in this halacha that noshim a lady is potter from tzitzis. Why? Mitnei shemitzvah sasei yazman grama. It's only in yazman you only wear tzitzis by daytime, not at nighttime. If so, v'chol mitzvah sasei shazman grama. That's the klal noshim apturus. Any mitzvah is totally in yazman. We learn out, the Gemara Kedushin learns out, that Anisha is parted from those mitzvahs Asei. And the Chami Alav, Anisha is Bechlal, all the Alav of Matara. That's only mitzvahs Asei, says Man Grom and Hashem Apotem. Now, oh Mama, what we just say, HaKel Chayav and Mitzitzis, everybody's Chayav and Mitzitzis, Kahanim Levi'im V'Yisraelim. So where is the question, Pshita, like, why is this mitzvah different? Of course they're Chayav and Mitzitzis. The Kahan will be in Yisrael and Ptiri, if you can tell me that they're potter from the mitzvah, if so, man l'chayiv, who yes, who should be chayiv in mitzvah tzitzis? Like, of course the chayiv, what's the chiddush? Samora says, yes, Kahanim mitzvah, like, there's the chiddush about Kahanim. Because otherwise, Salkot, the Chamin Chayiv would have thought to say, Since the pasuk says, "Lay silbash shatnais semra pishtim yachtov," do not wear a beggar of shatnais, which means it has flax and wool together. But the pasuk says after that, "Gedilim taslacho," you should put on a pair of tzitzis. So I would have thought to say, "Man de lo yishtori klaim legabei belavisham hutim mechayiv betzitzis." Only a Yisrael or a Levi that has no heter at all to wear klaim, the law applies to them, so they'll have this mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. But hani kahanim, but the kahanim, hoyo vishtori klaim legabayu, since they're allowed to wear klaim, b'shach to do the avoida. The loch was the avnet that a kohen wore was made from klaim. Like Rashi says, the chsibot says sheish utchilis, sheish is flax and chilis is wool. So the yavnet was klaim, and still the kohen was allowed to wear it, b'shach the avoida. So I would have thought to say, since the Issa Klaim doesn't apply to him, maybe Leil Lechaivoy, maybe he should not be Chayv in Mitzvah Tzitzis either. Is Kamash, well, that's a Chiddush, no, not like this. That Nehi, the Yishtori, Bidin Avoida, true. Pishas, the Kahanim are doing the Avoida, when they're wearing the Avoida, they're allowed to. But Beloy, Idin Avoida, when they're not doing the Avoida, Loi Yishtori, then they have no Heta to wear Klaim. So it's still called that Loi Silbas Shatneis. They have the law not to wear klayim, therefore they also have this mitzvah say of gedilim taslecho. Now Rabbi Shimon pointed, but Rabbi Shimon says no one isha is parted from tzitzis. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya learn like this. The pasuk says urisim oisai pratlik sus lailom urisim oisai. You have to see tzitzis, meaning yoni chayim and tzitzis on a ksus yoim, clothing you wear by daytime, and not clothing you wear at nighttime. In other words, nighttime is potter from tzitzis. Tomorrow says, "Atoim, you're telling me prat leksus laila means to say night clothing is potter." Oyeini, maybe not that way. Ela prat leksus umah, maybe means to say a blind person that cannot see the tzitzis. Maybe he's potter from the mitzvah. Tomorrow says, "Kishuam," when the pasuk says, "Asher techasabo," there's a reboot to say anytime you cover yourself with the begid that you chayiv in tzitzis. Is a reik susum oimer. That's telling us a blind person's clothing that also is chayiv and tzitzis. So it comes out there's a miyat the risa moisoy and there's a riba shet chasabo. So most the list. So homani mekayim risa moisoy. What I do with the pasuk risa moisoy is prophet suslaila come to exclude suslaila. That's the way you're darshning. Now the Gemara asks, Omar Rai is the rabbis Susuma. How do you know to say that the clothing of the Suma is chayiv and tzitzis by daytime? Oloi tzik sus laila. And to exclude clothing wear at nighttime is potter from tzitzis. How do I know that? Maybe say the opposite way. Maybe sus suma is potter and laila is chayiv. So most of the svaras like this. Marabanik sus suma. It's more mistavra to say that the clothing of a blind person should be chayiv and tzitzis. Sheyesh nebri etzel acherim, that I call upon him, other people that see him, they see the mitzvah, they see the tzitzis, therefore it's considered a mikzas urisa moisai. But lohoitzi ksus laila, take out, I exclude that ksus laila is potter from the mitzvah. Shey nebri etzel acherim, nobody can see your clothing at night time, you can't see, so therefore since nobody can see the tzitzis, that's a smara urisa moisai prat ksus laila. That's what Rabbi Shimon darshins. That nighttime the kitzur is potter from the mitzvah tzitzis. Therefore, tzitzis is called the mitzvah asesh as man grama, and therefore noshim are potter from the mitzvah. The other Gemara is Haya shetachasabo in my yovedli. What do you do with the pasuk shetachasabo? The Gemara is discussed according to the Tanna Kamma. The Rashi says, like, what do you do with shetachasabo? You don't need. Like Madach, you hold Ksus Laila is Chayiv and Tzitzis. So Pshita or Ksus Suma is Chayiv and Tzitzis Bayoim. So what do I do with the Pesach Hashem Techasabu? So Marintz is, yeah, that was the gift of Rabbonin. Question on Rabbonin again, Rabbonin, Haya Hashem Techasabu, May Abdullah, what do they do with the words Hashem Techasabu? So Marintz says, yes, Mibola, they need it also like we learned. The Pesach says, Al Arba can't first Ksus Secham. Are the four corners of your beggar, you have to put tzitzis. So we have a diyuk. Arba v'loy sholish. If you only have three corners to the beggar, you're potter from tzitzis. Atuayma arba v'loy sholish. Telling me four but not three. or Yehidim, maybe not that way. Maybe the pasuk even means to exclude El Arba V'Loi Chomish. Then maybe if you have five corners, also your potter. Maybe only four and not even five. So how do we know to say no? If you have five corners, still Yechayiv, at least on four corners of them. Kishuim, when the pasuk says Asher Techasabo, Harei Balas Chomisham, and it's a ribuy. Asher Techasabo means even a beggar that has five corners to it, still there's a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. And a chanami, only on four of the corners. Four out of the five, you have to put tzitzis on. If so, Amani, Mekai, what do I do? Al Arba, that the pasuk says Al Arba. So, Dash and Arba, V'loi Shalish, that only at least four corners you have to have, but not if you only have three. So, Maris, how do you know this? Omar Roy, if the rabbi is Balas Chomish, how do you know to say that five corners, still you chai, but tzitzis, Ulohaitzi, Balas Shalish, and to say that the beggar only has three corners, you're potter from tzitzis, what's the swara? Maybe the opposite way. So Moses says, yes, it makes sense this way. Mar bani balas chomish, I come to include a beggar that has five corners. Why? Sheesh bechlal chomish arba. Because the mice said there are four corners there. Like you have another one, so what? But al kopanim, there are four corners, therefore it's a ribu, even five is also chayiv. Again, only on four of them. But a mice said, balas sholash, I exclude a beggar that only has three corners, shein bechlal sholash arba. Because with three corners, you don't have four. Like this is what you have to have. The pasuk says, "Al arba kantfas kusakusakar." You have to have four corners. So if you only have three, that's pshita the niyat. Now the Gemarius, Rabbi Shimon miyashenavka. How does Rabbi Shimon know this to say that even a beggar with five corners also is chayiv? Like Rabbi Shimon holds the pasuk hashetachasabos v'rabbis ksusuma. So how does he know a beggar of five? And the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon miyashenavka. The word miyasher. Asher techasabo is one, techasabo, and the word asher is extra. For Rabban and asher lemashmalu, the Rabban don't have an extra word. Asher techasabo is only one ribui to teach us that even a balas chomesh is also chayiv tzitzis. Now, for Rabbanin, how you risa moisai, my yavdilei, what did Rabban do with the pasuk risa moisai? They hold even a ksus laila is also chayiv tzitzis. And so what do we do with the words risa moisai, which is mashma? You have to see the tzitzis. So when it says liboyalu, they need it. Look at the Tanya, like we learned. Look at the Tanya. The pasuk says risa moisai u'sechartim. So we dashin re mitzvah zu. See this mitzvah u'sechor mitzvah cheres. And remind yourself of other mitzvah. Hatlu yabo, that's totally in tzitzis. So which are the mitzvah you're supposed to remind yourself of? That's totally in tzitzis. V'ezuzu zu kriyashma, that's the mitzvah of kriyashma. So the kids, when you look at your tzitzis, it's supposed to remind you of Krishna. Rashi, the Gesher Tiskor, Minyan Shal Tzitzis, Koresh Krishna. Or Tzeva Shal Tzitzis, when you remind yourself of the Tzeva Tzitzis, that will remind you to say Krishna. It's not, we learned, Me'emah Sai Koresh Nishma B'Shachris, when is the earliest time in the morning that you can start doing the mitzvah of Krishna? Mishiyake ben cheles alavan. When a person can tell the difference between blue and white, that's the shear to start saying Krishna. That's called Mishiyakir. So kids, when you look at your tzitzis, you remind yourself of this mitzvah tzitzis, that's totally, you remind yourself of the mitzvah of Krishna, that's totally the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's on the brisa that says, Reis vidash Reisa moisai means, Rei, see this mitzvah, and remember another mitzvah that's totally in it, meaning it's totally the zman of Krishma, totally when you could tell in the morning the difference between Tcheles and Lovin. V'tan Yiduch, another price is over this. V'tan Yiduch, Urisa Moshe, the Pasuk says, Uzchartem. That means Re mitzvah zu, see this mitzvah, Uzachor mitzvah her, instead of remind you of another mitzvah. Has Mukula, that's next to this. V'yeza zu, what, which mitzvah is next to Tzitzis? Zu mitzvah's Klayim. Remember about the Yisav Shatnes. Just said that the Pasuk says, Lysilva Shatnes, Tsemma Fishtav Yachtav, do not wear Tsemmer, do not wear Shatnes, which is Tsemma Fishtav Yachtav, but rather Gedilim Taslachor. So the kids are looking at your tzitzis to remind you of this Isser of Klayim. Tan Yiduch, another Bryce we learned, the Pasuk says, Risen, Moises, Chatem, is called Mitzvah Hashem. Kiva, Shinnis, Chai, Vodim, Bimitzvah Zu. As soon as it comes in the morning, Rashi learns, and it becomes time to put on tzitzis, which is the shear of Mishiyakir, that's called Yoim, that's the earliest time that it's called Yoim in the morning for this mitzvah, is Nischai Mechol Mitzvah Kulan. So you chayv on all the mitzvahs. Rashi says like roiv mitzvahs atoli in yoyim. So therefore this is the beginning of the daytime. Rashi says kshehoyir hayoyim nischay b'chol ha-mitzvahs. The roiv mitzvahs neges b'yoyim. And Rashi says Rabbi Shimon, it's called according to Rabbi Shimon, that all that tzitzis is called the mitzvah sasashas mandroma. So the mitzvah first starts in the morning, mishayakir. And Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the yom that says mitzvah sasashas mandromi, that tzitzis is considered a mitzvah sasashas mandroma. Therefore, the Zman first starts Mishayakir in the morning. Tan Yiduch, another verse we learned, Orisa Moisev Chatam is called Mitzvah Hashem. That means Shkula Mitzvah Zu, can never call her Mitzvah Shkulam. This Mitzvah Tzitzis, this Shkula, is equal, outweighs, it's Shokol, it's equal to all the other Mitzvahs. Rashi says, Midach Seva is called Mitzvahs. For Yoyt, secondly, the Tzitzis of the Gematria, Tufresh, so kids, the mitzvah tzitzis is called shikula, is equal kinegel kol mitzvah kulan. For tani, another price we learned, orisa moisav schartem v'yafisim. That means ria mevilo de zchira. Looking at your tzitzis should bring you to remember something. Zchira, remembering, mevilo de asiya. That will make you come to do. So actually, ria tzitzis mevilo de zchiras mitzvahs can make you remind yourself of doing mitzvahs, and remembering yourself of doing mitzvahs will make you do the mitzvah. For Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, kol hazoris b'mitzvah zu, whoever is zoris is very careful to do this mitzvah well, to do the mitzvah tzitzis is zoichu mekabel pnei shechina, b'zoichu to mekabel the pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mekabel the shechina. Why? Ksiv Baruch Hu says over here, orisa moisai. Another post says, "As Hashem will get the people of Yisrael savoid." So mashma, you be mekabel pnei shechina, like you're coming in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. Rashi malal and shechina, afkan is also shechina. Tana Rabbah went like this: Chaviv in Yisrael, how dear we are, how lucky we are. She has sinavon Hakadosh Baruch Hu the mitzvahs. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with mitzvahs. Tefillin b'rashayim. At daytime, you're supposed to wear tefillin on your head. Or tefillin b'zrosayim, and a pair of tefillin on your yad, the tzitzis b'vigdayim, your tzitzis on your clothing, or mezuzah l'pischem, a mezuzah on your door. For leim mamadover, and this David HaMelech said, sheva b'yam hilaticha, amishmatay tzikecha, that I want to praise you for these mitzvahs. Rashi says, sheva b'yam means tefillin b'roish u'bizroya, hareishtayim. For yad b'tzitzis, that's six, or mezuzah reisheva, that's the of these seven mitzvahs. So the kids of David and Melech praised Hashem, Sheva b'yom melaticha, that I have these mitzvahs. For u'bishor shenichnas David l'beis ha-merchatz, when David went into the shower, went to the mikvah, for ro'atz oymed orim, he saw himself being orim, he saw himself undressed there. His omri said, oyli oyvei, shemad orim b'lay mitzvah, I have no mitzvahs with me right now. I have no tefillin, I have no tzitzis. The question, what about the mezuzah, l'chura? Might not mean he was here, l'chura, the mitzvah, the mezuzah is on his house. Who is a raya could be the only mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah when you're in your house. When you're outside your house, you have no kima mitzvah. It's only when you're living in your house, you have a kima if you're there with your mezuzah. Here, Dov was the base of Merchatz, he didn't feel like he had the mitzvah mezuzah with him. But the chivon sheniska, the milo, when he reminded himself about the bris, the milo that he has, pepsara on his basar, this yashra diet, it made him feel good. And of course, he realized he has the mitzvah with him, he has the mitzvah tzitzis of milo. The Yachas Shiyotzi, after he left the base of Merchatz, Omro Le, David said upon this, Shira, special, he said a special Shira, again, how lucky we are that we have this mitzvah of Mila, that this mitzvah is always with us. Shneva, the prophet says, L'amenasech ala Shminas, Mizmo David, means al Mila Shinipna Bishmini, this Mizmo is going to a Mizmo about the mitzvah of Mila that's given on Shmini. So, Lukurai, the mitzvah of Mila also was done once, he had the bris Mila done. What's that have to do with David HaMelech later when he was older? So where there's a raya that the mitzvah's milah is a key in kesedah. Calls the man a person is a gemalta, has a milah, it's a kesedah, a key in a mitzvah. It's not only a maisa of a siras ha'olah, that's not only the maisa mitzvah, could be that's the maisa. The maisa mitzvah of milah is the hasaras ha'olah, that's cutting off the olah. But the key in a mitzvah, Shabbat, is that a Jew is kaddish, that a Jew is tamimim. That you're living now without the Yola, that's the Kima Mitzvah. So, Kol Zaman, you're living without the Yola, Kisei, that you have the Kima Mitzvah, smash up from this Gemara, that David felt he still has the Kiyim of his mitzvahs mila. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer, kol sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshoi, whoever wears tefillin shabarosh, lo tefillin b'zroyoi, v'titzes b'bigdoi, mezuzah b'pischoi, ha'akol b'chizuk shlo yechto, he'll have like a guarantee come out, b'chizuk he won't do averus. Shneva the posuk says, l'chutz ha'meshulish, l'mehri yinotik. For yeh, when the other posuk says, choyin malach Hashem sabu l'reyov, v'chaltzim, that sabu of the reyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here to protect you, that's for these mitzvahs. Tanya ha'yirameya oimer, man ishtana tchilas mekol minis tzvoinim, how come like Hashem took tchilas this color from all other colors? From the sha tchilas doim le yam, blue is doim to the yam, the yam the yoshin is doim le kia, doim to the shemayim, or a kia le kisa kovet, the shemayim reminds you of the kisa kovet shenemar, for tachas ragov kamais livnas asapir, okay, the mashmam le toyer. So the kids, when you look at sixties, it's supposed to remind you of the kisa yakov, it's supposed to remind you of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But still, kamar rev and sapir, dumus kisa. Tanya will learn how your Ramei or Ramei used to say, Tanya, how your Ramei or Ramei, Godol oinshoi shalovin, yoysam yoinshoi shotchelis, that if you do not wear love one of tzitzis, you'll be punished more than someone that just doesn't wear tchelis. And Moshe Lamad, Bebedev, and Lamad, Bosev Adam, Shomel Shnei Avodav, Liechadam, Ahovali, Choysim Shotit, Liechadam, Ahovali, Choysim Shotzov, one he said, but Bosev Shnei Avodaviyu, Ezem Yem Oinshim Ruba, Hev Yem Ezeh Shomel, Ahovali, Choysim Shotit, Flehevi, that one was supposed to bring him a seal of gold, one was supposed to bring him a seal made out of tit. Some sheet of the one that's easier to do, if you don't do it, you get punished more. Same thing, tzitzis, the easier you get punished more.